I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, this show, it always amazes me how fast this thing goes.
Times are flying.
When we get jabbering, and I hope it feels the same way for our listeners.
Yeah, and don't forget, check us out at thegrillingguys.com. You can like us on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at Grilling Guy. Since Elon Musk bought Twitter, I'm back on it because he seems to be fair about it.
Right.
And I'm not shadow banned anymore. but I'm going to throw
why
a little,
that happened.
I'm going to throw a little monkey wrench into it here,
right,
and tell you about something else I just did. I've got a lot of roasts left from my cow, so I'm trying to burn them up because I got another one coming in May, right? So the girl that cuts my hair is Mexican, and we were talking Mexican food, and she sounds like her mom is phenomenal. So I just, you know, I left there thinking I really want some Mexican food. So I had a chuck roast thawed. I trimmed it up beautiful, and I roasted it. And again, I went to orange juice, and I used tajin, and I used
tajin is a
garlic.
Mexican spice. You can get it virtually any store, right?
Yep. I used garlic, and I just roasted it that way, and it's just a beautiful profile. And of course, I poured out all the broth, and I chopped up a bunch of celery and onion and everything, and that roast turned out gorgeous. So,
what'd you cook it in?
I made an Instapot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Not
you know,
a Dutch oven.
Because working, you know, and not having a lot of time. So, I let it set for about an hour in that broth, and I shredded it in the pot. And I drained off most of the broth, and then I just parked it. And I got some big flour tortillas out, and I decided to do wet burritos. And I love burritos and never make them. So the gravy, the sauce for a wet burrito is always the trick because certain guys make good ones. I'll tell you a really easy way to do it. You can take some beef broth and a can of enchilada sauce and combine them and simmer them together, and I actually had too much beef broth, so I even threw in a can of tomato sauce, and I'm telling you that burrito sauce was fantastic. And that's to me, that's a big deal on a burrito. If you don't have, because people are all over the place with the sauces they put on burritos, they vary widely, and I've had some really crappy ones and some great ones. Back when they first came out in like the 80s, it came out in Michigan anyway. The Beltline Bar was known for its wet burrito, and they had a fantastic gravy. And when I was at Ferris, I was working at the Best Western. We had to copy that. So I just remember that whole time period. But it happens when you're old. So anyway, very easy way to do it. I won't go on about that. But we did all this chicken. So chicken tacos are a great way to use your leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're smart, and especially with the prices of things now, you want to glean as much of that meat as you can. So, you know, whereas when things are abundant, you might be a little more callous with how you pick a chicken. Well, right now, you know, you might be saving it in a little bit better way, but it's not pretty. Well, that's the perfect stuff for chicken tacos.
Right. When I start out with a taco, I am a flour tortilla guy, not a corn. Many people like corn. It's just my preference is flour. And if I had any one thing that I think is a bit unique is that I'll take and pour a little of the Old World Olive Company lime-infused olive oil just in a little cup, and I take a brush, one of those silicone brushes, and I'll get my cast iron skillet hot, and I'll brush that tortilla with that lime juice and then just throw it in that skillet about a minute on each side. You'll see it bubble up. It'll puff up, and then that's when you baste the other side and flip it over.
Yep.
But that hot lime tortilla on a taco makes
a... That's your number.
That's my number,
I'm a corn guy. I tried out a new Mexican restaurant. I was complaining about it last week. I won't mention who it is, but I think they thought they were serving street tacos. But it was one corn tortilla shell, uncooked, and then they put a bunch of wet sopping chicken on it, The other one had wet sopping beef on it, and you couldn't even pick it up. It went through that corn like, you know,
right.
something through a goose. Well, if you're going to do street tacos like that, you might consider lightly browning them or doing something to toughen up that shell, or at least use two.
Right.
Now, what I like to do is I like to put one on a fry pan, put some queso cheese on it, and then lay the other one on there and
kind of glue them together.
Lightly grill it. Yeah. And then now you've got two corn shells and you've already got your cheese on it. So you can just hit it with your fish or your chicken or your meat, and you don't need to worry about, you know, putting a bunch of shredded cheese on top. That's just going to fall in your lap anyway.
Right. Yeah. The first bite you take. Right. Yeah. Gluing those things together does make a difference.
I do know that there are people that also use a flour tortilla. They'll spread bean on it, and then they'll put one of those pre-built crispy taco shells that I think, you know, certain companies sell. Taco Bell might be one of them. But, you know, the problem with the crispy corn shells is they break.
Right.
So if you put some bean on a flour tortilla and wrap that corn, it's a wonderful.
Well, and I think people like the crunch.
Yeah.
You know, that's what those corn shells like you're talking
yes.
about. It's just a texture thing when you take a bite that is like, ooh, that's a taco.
Yes.
Right?
And
so I get it. And I enjoy that.
Too. I do too.
Yep.
But they do explode on you.
Right.
So there you can have your flour and your corn together.
Right.
So my wife makes something with chicken breasts that is fantastic. This is not a grilled item. You could throw it on the smoker if you wanted to, but basically you take your chicken breasts and you kind of cut them in half so they're kind of squares or smaller pieces, and you butter up a baking pan and you set those chicken breasts in there and you put Swiss cheese on top, and then you fill it with it's a mixture of chicken broth or chicken gravy, and a couple cans of Campbell's cream of chicken soup is really what she uses.
Mm-hmm.
You pour that in there, and then you put a bunch of stuffing mix on top or breadcrumbs. The stuffing mix is the best, and then you bake it. And
just the dry stuffing mix, and
yeah.
it gets its moisture from the soup.
It absolutely does.
Okay.
Now this recipe I looked up, they actually mix them together, and I'm going to try it that way too. But she always does it so that the stuffing is on top, and it absorbs a bunch of that Campbell's soup. And that is my kids still when they come home, they ask her to make that, and you can find it online. I just did a search for Swiss chicken casserole, and I found tons of recipes like that. And that's just a fantastic chicken recipe. And chicken's like really affordable still.
Right.
If you get it on sale, those chicken breasts you can get for like $2.50 a pound.
Yeah, it's ironic that the eggs are $5 a dozen, but you can still get the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of a head scratcher, but I think it's a different part of the market. I was talking to one of the
guys.
Yeah,
it's the back end.
Yeah, you know yeah, exactly. You know a guy named Ed from
yeah.
our church,
yeah.
and Ed is in the chicken egg automation business. And I just ask him, because he's in the industry, what's going on with it. And there's planned obsolescence for those chickens. And what I mean is they go, he said they started about week 26 and go to about 110 week where they're actually
laying eggs. And then they turn them into dog food.
Well, no, they euthanize them and bury them. They don't even sell them, he said. That's what he told me. But anyway, where
good,
I'm going is
good
that
cat food.
when they had to euthanize, you know, like 12 million of these things because of that bird flu, the system doesn't yield that many more chickens because it's set up. All these growers are set up to this planned obsolescence that when they have to euthanize, there's more there.
So let me see. So they're telling us that they killed these chickens because they might get the flu and die.
Well, no, this is your FDA. If one of the birds has avian flu, the whole flock can get it very quickly, so they eradicate the flock. That's
they eradicate the flock so they won't die. Scott, how's that? Does that make sense?
No, that's so you don't get tainted eggs. But that, you know, you can look at it any way you want. It is what it is. That's the rules that they do, whether you like them or not. But that's why we don't have more eggs, is because this 12 million birds that got euthanized, there's no way to get them back into the system quickly.
Okay, enough with the youth.
Okay.
Let's do wings.
Right? Well, we only got a half a minute.
I know. Let's save the wings to the local segment. We'll do
right?
the bunker segment.
But anyway, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. The banter back and forth is real. I'm back. And it's gonna continue. I couldn't stand listening to. No, I'm kidding. Sorry I was away, but I'm glad to be back. So be careful out there. Don't slip and slide around if you're in Michigan anyway. And we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.